thinking about. As I look in each face, I can't help wondering what's taking place. I bet you're all saying to each other, I wonder how old she is. Yes, and they hit a chord right after it. Yes, if I could read your minds and use analysis, your every thought, I'll bet I'd find, goes something like this. Why I remember her when I was going on 10. Now I have a grandson at Yale. They say her temper's so bad that whenever she's mad, she'd make an army sergeant turn pale. Is her hair really blonde? Well, I doubt it. I hear she buys peroxide by the case. She's all made up tonight, no doubt about it. Why, you wouldn't believe her real face. They say she hasn't a dime, and it's really a crime. She's been such an extravagant dame. Well, you can say what you say of me, think what you may of me, I don't care, I proclaim, just as long as you can pronounce my name. Yes, we up here who entertain are always in the public domain. Would you believe, not long ago, I heard this while doing my show. There was a lady right down front, and do you know what I heard her say? She said, my dear, I heard from someone, Mickey Rooney's her son, and she used to work charming snakes. How did she get so far? Betcha I'd be a star if I'd only gotten her breaks. Cousin Joe heard a rumor last summer. He got straight from his old Uncle John, who got the inside rumor from her plumber that she once spent the night with Elton John. Well, I don't know what you know, but I swear it ain't so. Someone always has something to say. But, sorry. I don't know why I'm forgetting that line. Well, I don't care what you're thinking, dear, long as you like the show up here. And as Mr. Barnum told Mrs. Barnum on the honeymoon day, the show starts right away. No, I'm really...